want to sing a special, come see Linda, and we'll do that. So everybody knows Linda, so come see her, and we'll have a special, special announcement for you on Sunday. So I can't do that today. All right, we'll get in trouble. Okay, so we're just going to go through tithing really quick. As I was just praying as we were driving here, because I was working on Sunday's message all day, but as I was praying and as I was walking here, I heard the Lord say, be intentional. Be intentional about what you do. Now, this goes beyond tithing, obviously. In every area of our life, we should be intentional about what we're doing. Sometimes we throw offerings in the offering bucket, and that's just all we do because we love the Lord and we're just giving because our heart wants to. And that's beautiful. But what are you sowing for? The laws of sowing and reaping are in action, correct? So if you just sow, listen, I've sowed for people's house, for other people before. I've thrown money in the bucket and say, God, I know they need a miracle. And I'm just sowing because I know that family needs you to intervene into their life because this isn't enough. They need more than this. So I'm sowing for that family. So for your own needs, or your not your needs, your wants, because God says, ask me what you want. He already provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, right? So be intentional about what you're doing for your family. I know that there are people that will keep track of absolutely every cent in their checkbook, and they will know in a heartbeat that it's off. With your tithes and your offerings, be intentional. Be that dogmatic and say, God, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing it because I love you. I'm doing it because this, but I also know that there's the thing, sowing and reaping, that's coming in here. One of your rules, one of your things that in your word. And I just believe, listen, there's some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Is that what the word says? Amen. And that is in every area of life. The principle of sowing and reaping isn't just in finances. It's in how you treat somebody. Amen? It's in how you behave out there. You believe you behave like a dog, guess what? You're going to get dog behavior back. It's going to come right back to you. Some, they want to call it karma. It's not called karma. It's the rules and it's the principles of sowing and reaping. Amen? So just be intentional about what we do. And then once you've done it, don't allow. I want to put a muzzle on myself sometimes. Don't allow this thing to speak against what you have already proclaimed in the Lord. Amen? Don't allow this to say it. It's never coming. I sowed all that. I did all that, and it's never coming. It could have been right at your doorstep. Listen, we had a need that came up. Phil and I just had a need. And I just wouldn't speak. I'd just say, thank you, Lord. You're my provision. Thank you, Lord. You've got this. And I'm telling you, I got a check in the mail that took care of that need and beyond that need. It wasn't a huge, huge need, but it was a good, you know, when you're in need, you're in need. And God met that need because I trusted him and because I am a tither, I am an offering giver, and I sow my time. Sow your time. Sometimes the woman with the mite, the widow woman with the mite, because of her intentional, because she was intentional about what she was doing, gave everything she had, was greater than anything else that had been done that day and put into that offering. And those men were rich. That's what the word said. They had money. And her mite meant more to the Jesus than the rest of it because of this. Being intentional. And it's a heart issue. Didn't it come back to that? It's a heart issue. Isn't that what we said last time or last Thursday? Heart issue. So, Father God, we thank you that we are going to be intentional with not just tithes and offering, But Lord God, with everything in the kingdom, with everything that we're facing right now, everything in this life that we do for you and we do for our kids, and we're going to be intentional about what we're doing and about what we're trying to put into our kids and ourselves and intentional about how we behave in our workplaces. And Lord God, help us that as we give you our efforts and as we give you our heart, that you strengthen us and you show us and you help us and remind us when we're not thinking about it to be intentional, and help put a guard over our mouth so that we don't fight against what we just did in the kingdom. And then, Father, we just thank you for it. I thank you that you are giving harvest on what's being sown. And I agree with them and what is in their heart that they're sowing for. That, Father, abundantly above, you will return it to them. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Do we have any veterans in here? We just want to say thank you. God bless you for all of you sacrificed. We know that you have sacrificed so much for this country and for us to be able. Some countries can't stand up here and do what we get to do. And it's because of men like you. And we're so grateful to you. And we want to just say thank you. And all the veterans that are watching, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to bring up my worser half. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's the better half, because the Bible says that the former shall be greater, the latter shall be greater than the former. That's it. So you're great because we were great. No, I'm just kidding. You're great because Jesus is great.
I plead the fifth. Oh, absolutely. It's really funny that God would have me preach the message that I'm going to talk to in a second. When my mom thanked all the veterans, it immediately came to my mind, because what I'm preaching on is a little bit of an odd concept. It's a form of gratitude, but it's joyful suffering. And I'll even read you the definitions to see how much of a contrast there is. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And then suffer is an experience or being subject to something bad or unpleasant. So how can you be joyful in suffering? Think of veterans before we get into this. Think about veterans. They go and fight wars for people like us that they've never met. They probably never will meet, never get to have a talk to. But they go without question. They go in a heartbeat. They go do things that are unmentionable, unimaginable, and things that we can't comprehend, all in the joy of knowing what they're fighting for. They're fighting for freedom. So with that being said, and the thankfulness and the gratitude that we all have for veterans, and I know that we have a lot of honor and respect for them, and with everybody that's in here, for all who served, and we're going to go ahead and step into the message. I'm going to pray real quick. Father God, I just thank you for this message tonight, Lord God. I pray that your words flow through me and your spirit flows through me, Lord God, and this message is brought the way that you have designed it and you have brought it to me, and I just thank you for it, that it will be received the way that you intend it to be, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So when I thought of joyful suffering, the first scripture that came to my mind is in James chapter 1. And it's a letter that James is writing to the 12 tribes that are scattered. And it says in verse 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Why would you count that joy? You're following into things that are going to be rough, that are going to be hard, that are going to challenge you, that are going to bring trial to your life, that's going to cause you at times to question your faith in what you believe. Why would you count that joy? Well, obviously, the next scripture says, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But for me, when I would read that scripture, because funniest thing about doing this is a few years back, I started writing things out that I was dealing with, and I would go through the scriptures, and I would just write to myself and talk to myself about what it means. So I did this a few years ago thinking that I would never have to use this, like it would just be for me, and I could just, and God was like, well, tonight you get to do this on Veterans Day of all days. Like, that's what gets me. But when I think about counting it all joy when I fall into diverse temptations, there's a line from a song that I really, really, I respect the song, but it goes like this. It says, oh, and I just lost it. You're going to have to give me a second. Okay, so he's talking about his struggles in this song, and he's talking about, he gets to this point where he says, why do I forget right what I'm going to say?